Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? It is a beautiful Monday here on Life Under Dust Live, and I am your boy, Ceddy J. It is definitely going to be another crazy show, as usual. I know y'all listening, but we're back. And, oh, my God, there's a lot of crazy stuff we got to talk about today. Of course, you know, since it is hot after dust today, that means you're going to be talking about a lot of hot mess, hot news, and, of course, playing hot music. So that's what we do best. Shout out to everyone that listens to the show heavily. And big ups to a lot of crazy things going on this past weekend. You know, one thing I got to say, I definitely thought it was going to be hot mess, and they actually made it happen. Well, I'm still kind of in the loop, though, as I take it back, which is if DJ Drama actually was at the phone call party that was on Friday. They made up so much on the radio. So we're definitely going to find out and get to the bottom of that. But, of course, you know, it's definitely not a hot mess there without me going in on stuff that was hot mess on the streets, too. So, y'all definitely be on the lookout for that. And hopefully you're not in the hot mess. That's what you definitely got to be careful for. So, if I'm not in the belt, you never know. I might be talking about you when I'm on the show the next day on Monday or Tuesday or whatnot. So, be ready for that. What we're going to go ahead and do is going to go to a quick song, and then we'll be back on Life at Dust Live, and we actually have a special guest call today, so yeah, be on the lookout for that. And now it's her when she comes through. So here we go. This is my girl Red Shays, one of Beantown's finest. You know, that's the only thing I like out of Beantown besides the Celtics. I don't like the Red Sox, such. So here we go. This is out there something, and we'll be right back on Life at Dust Live with your boy Freddie J. Let's go.
Something I want to tell you. So let's go.
Yeah, we've been cool for a while, hang all the time, and you make me smile. That's right, you my homie to the end, and I love you like a brother, plus you're my best friend. Something needs to get off my chest, but it's so deep that word can't express. It's killing me, I think about it every day, but when I try to do it, can't find the words to say.
There's something I want to tell you.
I'm debating if I really want to do it. Don't want things to change, can't deny I'm going through it. Maybe I don't have no feelings, maybe I was just tweaking. Explain why I get a funny feeling when you're speaking. Some things are better left unsaid. Should I act on my thoughts going on in my head? I don't know, I'ma leave it alone. It wouldn't hurt to have someone to call my own.
It's difficult not to be apprehensive when you can't predict the result of your decision. That could alter a situation significant. Well, that's exactly what this is. Yeah, I got a crush and you giving me a rush, making me blush, got the nerve geeked up. Not a word I use often because this is the only time it's ever occurred. Something I wanna inform you of. You have surpassed all and not just some of girls that approach but fell so epic. Try to up the game but they just couldn't step it. And what I felt for you I just can't neglect it. But for some reason it's hard to express it. You enter my heart, the words won't exit. I wish I wasn't so hesitant.
If I had known you were feeling the same way I felt, it would be less pain. Now since we know that everything is mutual, we can be regular and not feel unusual. Talk trash, do things that we usually do. Reminds me of how we played back in middle school. Now we're older and things are much deeper. I'm thinking to myself, yo, this dude is a keeper.
There's something I want to tell you. There's something I think that you should know.
Will we act on it or give it a chance to waiting on you? I already got my answer, not that hard, but I don't want to force you. Don't have to do it if you don't really want to. Don't work out, we can still be cordial. Always acknowledge you and never ignore you. That's just the worst, cause I'm optimistic. This here's love, don't tell me that it isn't.
To disagree with that is truly no use, cause it's obviously opposite of the truth. And you ain't gotta worry about forcing me, cause you captured my heart, I already surrendered. Did my best to relinquish my chambers to any and all attention that you make up. Should they had us talk, I went and got a shape up. That's the simple issue, do when you are love.
There's something I want to tell you. There's something I think that you should know. It's not
bad. Your eyes draw me in, you so sincere. If you just unclear, but I ain't scared to spend my life finding out with you. And as happy as you make me, I'll make you. Yeah, can you do me the honor of becoming the one I introduced to my mama? And when you speak of me, won't pause like commas. Someone you're eternally fond of.
There's something I want to tell you. There's
All right, welcome back to Life That Does Live. This is your boy, Shetty Drew. And that was my girl, Red Shades from Beantown. That was There's Something, and definitely a hot track. That's actually produced by one of the affiliate social networks for the Dust Spot, which is my boy, King Broswell. And he has his social network, blackcombo.com. Now definitely check it out. You got a lot of big things going on over there. So definitely check him out. He's doing a lot of big things. I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone line. I think that's my girl, Sierra, my special guest caller for today. So let's go check it out. All right, on the phone line, is that my girl, Sierra?
Hello.
What's up?
Hey.
Not much, not much. Okay. First off, you know, I want to thank you for coming in today because my user calls Urban. She's out and about. She's actually doing a video shoot right now, so big ups to her for making it happen over there. And so I'm glad for you to come fill in for
today. Business time.
Yeah. So first off, you know, let everybody know. Let me chop it up about who you are real quick for everybody. Like, Sierra is one of the behind the scenes people where she's just been very intricate. A lot of stuff is going on and about to go on. So y'all definitely be on the lookout for her. She's one of the female faces that's going to be helping and getting some of this stuff done. And heck, without her, I got to say, you know, it's definitely, we wouldn't go as far without having that extra helping hand, and definitely great to have her.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
So, first of all, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go into the hot mess because we got some hot mess for today. And, oh, man, y'all wrong. First, I'm going to go on this first one. And y'all wrong for this, man. Okay, so for the first story, this is coming from MediaCheckout.com. And that is the most visited urban website in the world, MediaCheckout.com. All right, so
yeah, on,
this is my boy, Neo. Oh, first off, they're going to my boy, Neo. It's cake,
oh,
man. Y'all wrong for that, man. I was looking at this cake, and it's like a big old Neo head or whatnot.
It's huge.
Yeah, like a glove, but you know, on real talk, you know exactly they're trying to go in. I mean, because I would have been saying the same thing. And Neo does have a big old head.
He does. He tried to cover it up with that hat. You can't cover that up.
Yeah, cause I mean, I remember it was the one dude who came through the show before, Deadly X. He got this. He always do roast videos, and he was roasting him because he found one of Neo's mugs shot through a nut. And
oh,
I mean, that dude's hairline is ridiculous.
The cake was huge. It was
the cake.
Too much.
But I gotta say, I mean, I know he might be a little upset behind them brushing his head. That was a very nicely designed cake. I'm looking at it, and it's.
It was.
I mean, wow.
It really was. I know a little bit about my cakes, too. That cake was good.
I know. I'm sitting here trying to eat the cake right now. I know I can't. I'm like, oh, that's making me hungry. That's going to make me make a trip after I leave from the show. All right, let's see. Let's see what we got next. Okay. I'm trying to be nice and not go, because I know there's some stuff I'm about to go in extra hard if I go to it right away, so I'm going to try to hold off on those two. I'm going to come back to y'all. Let's go to the next story. Floyd Mayweather apparently has knocked up his fiancée. What's going on with that? All right. Floyd Mayweather has this guy's fiance pregnant, and they're expecting a first child together. So big ups to them, and I can't wait to see what's going to go down with that. This is congratulations to you, and definitely it's a good look to see, like, when somebody that you've been with for a long time, or you're already about to get married to and you have kids by them. I think everyone could wish they could be in that situation.
Very true, very true. That's a blessing.
All right, so we're going to definitely just think, so that's a hot news for they big ups to him. See, I told you, everybody come on here, they think I'm about to go in the whole time. I'm not going to go in the whole time, but when I do, you best please believe I'm definitely going to be going in hard. So,
oh,
let's see. Next one, let's go ahead and see Drake. Drake, all right, Drake, let's see. Drake apparently celebrated his 25th birthday. Hey, so me and Drake are the same age. Shout out to that. He just celebrated his 25th birthday in a Vegas-style nightclub. And apparently he had some of his boys with him. And, of course, his girlfriend with him, too.
And what kills me is I was waiting to see the picture of the girlfriend. I never saw a picture of him and the girlfriend. All I saw him in was in that sci-fire blue shirt. No, sir. That was not a birthday shirt.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Shirt.
And I'm looking. I know, and it kind of. I don't really think it was. I mean, for some of the stuff I've seen with Drake put on wear before, I just think it was kind of. It made him look kind of old. Like it made him like an old, like you know, how some old folks go to Vegas and go to check out some of the shows. He looked like an old tourist. I'm like, what the hell?
He does. That shirt is terrible. I don't know what he was wearing. I know you got a stylist, boo boo. I'm going to need her to get it together.
Yeah, like you said, I'm looking. I'm trying to see. I'm really seeing his period pictures. I still have not. Oh, check out the young lady with the group. All right, which young lady is it? They said it's a young lady with the crew.
Exactly. You see what I'm talking about? What girl are you
talking about? You got y'all play, I know, like, guessing games. Like, which one is it?
No.
Because he wasn't even holding at one point in time. Oh, okay, I see. See, okay, I'm peering at the pictures now. Like, she's not sitting directly next to him. She's like next to him, but she's like in a row in front of him. And I'm trying to see. I think that same chick was at...
That went to that basketball game with him?
Yeah, she was at that party, too. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I see this chick, it must be his girlfriend, but it's like every time that she's at a place, they have her not right next to him.
They're not. They're always not next to each other. I couldn't even find her, like I said, so...
Well, I found her. I'm like, where's Wado? I found her real quick. I found her, but it's just she's like nowhere by him. I'm like, what the hell? Okay, so Drake, man, between this blue shirt and, you know, the secretive stuff, man, I don't know. He's doing too much, bro. Doing too much. All right, we're going to go to the next big story. Oh, my God. I'm going to try to be nice. Y'all, I mean, their caption kind of almost says exactly what I was going to say. But I'm going to be 10 times meaner. I mean, all right, the first off, before, let me put this disclaimer out there, because every time I say something, every now and then I get hate mail, or I get a bunch of people attacking me, go, I don't know what to say about you. So every time, y'all know, I'm going to make sure I put this disclaimer out there. The views and opinions on this show do not reflect the views and opinions of everyone that listens to the show. They reflect the views and opinions of personally me and do not take them to the offense. Like, the whole world is going to shower, and like, I'm trying to say that you got to believe what I say you got to believe. There you go. That's my disclaimer. All right, so we're going to go into that. We got that out the way. We're going
to
go into this picture. Right, I got to clarify because he be tripping. They really be tripping. Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, my goodness.
On the beach.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Amber Rose, man, I ain't going to lie. Amber Rose, ooh-wee.
I'm a girl, and I got to say Amber Rose is bad sometimes. I do got to admit that.
Amber Rose make a lot of females say she's bad. Like, after you know you're bad. You know, and that goes something we talked about, me and Urban talked about last week or week before. And I talked to you about it after we did the show, about females being afraid to say other females look good.
There is nothing wrong with that. Don't be a hater. Always give another girl a compliment. You want to get a compliment? When I know I look good, I take it as a compliment when other females are looking at me or have something to say. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, your shoes are cute. Your hair, ooh, it looked bad today. Amber Rose, she is a bad bee. She be wearing them bathing suits.
Yep, everybody's like, they're going to be, oh, everybody say something about somebody, I'm going to become gay.
Come on now.
Come on,
no.
Son.
No.
All right, so we're going to get to the other half of the picture. Now, I love this dude's music. I ain't going to lie, I like a lot of his music. But they say he looks like Pookie from New Jack City. I'm going to go with this fool look like Jack the Pumpkin King got a Nightmare for. Not Nightmare for Amber Street, Nightmare Before Christmas. Go look at the dude for Nightmare Before Christmas. Tell me he does not look like him.
Oh, my goodness. Like we said, he might not be doing crack, but he looks crack-ish.
Yes, crack-ish, for real. Like, I'm looking at him like, what the hell? Yeah.
I thought. When I saw it, I was like, ooh. Whoa, Wiz, baby, where's your meat?
Like, yeah. I'm serious, did he be eating or something? I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what the hell. And I don't know, it's like, and he's so skinny that these jeans is on him or whatever, these skinny jean capris, that's what it look like. I mean, come on, son. We got to do better, man.
He might as well. Good Lord.
I ain't saying you gotta be a chunky dude, but dude, you gotta eat just a little bit more. You looking mad sickly, man.
Exactly. Maintain that body weight. Ooh, Lord.
Oh, man, is this alert? I'm just tripping. I'm looking at this. I keep going back, and it's like, what the hell?
And he already tatted it up. You can't even see the brown on his skin, and you got Amber Rose next to your side, boo-boo. And she is not a skinny white girl. Amber Rose is thick. Just makes
poor
Wiz look even smaller.
I didn't double take to her a million times. She turned 29?
Yes, she does not look 29.
What?
That's questionable.
I've been telling my people, a lot of females, man, it's a lot of these older women are starting to look young.
Oh, that's why.
I be catching myself a lot of times. I be hollering out. I be chilling, talking to the chicks. They be telling me they be like 35.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That must be cheering me up.
Exactly. Just imagine what these new generations going to look like. You got these little girls out here looking like 20, but then when they 20, they still looking the same. When they 40, they still look 20. That's how it's going to be.
I know. We're going to be seeing the same thing from you, too. You probably going to be looking like that, too. Like, oh, look at you.
I hope so. Let's keep it that way.
Oh, man. All right, let's see if I can't even guess I wanted to roast today. Oh, man. Y'all wrong. Okay, I got to go look at this right here because every time, I swear, every month I see some story about her doing this. I fucked with Trina. But damn, every time they go in.
Yes. Bend over, let them touch you, girl, because, Lord. See, when I saw that,
she actually let them touch her ass.
Yes, let them touch it and grab onto something. I guess you got to keep them tickets getting sold.
Ain't no ones coming out, none of that. I might sit in and she ain't got no ones on it. You know, usually when a chick is like on a status like that, she ain't letting you touch her.
Ooh, Lord. Yeah, she was letting them touch it.
Wow. I ain't gonna lie. I'm kind of jealous. I want them dudes. If she would have did that to me, I probably would have grabbed. I'm gonna be, y'all call me a perv, whatever y'all want to call me. Real talk, I would have grabbed her ass. I'm gonna just be real. Y'all know me. I specialize in being real. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. All right, so you got that the way. I'm going to go into, let's chop it up on hot mess that we've seen in the streets. First off, if you got any hot mess you want to talk about, you ain't got a whole bank. You can talk about whoever and whatever you want to. So, cars are going to, and you actually saw this hot mess that you already mentioned now. Okay, so. Last week, I mean, and it's a two-part to this because half of the story is like, dang, it was kind of hot. And then the other half of it was like, dang, I don't know. Okay. Speaking of thick white girls, all right, we had a party on Thursday, and it was a white chick. She was moving. She did the whole move and everything. On rhythm, I mean, it was on beat, everything, and she was
like,
oh,
no.
I was like,
she came up to me after, was like, come on, let's go out there. And I was shocked. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't know you could twerk it like that. Caught me off guard.
Like, whoa. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you what, I mean, that was hot. She was pretty bad, white chick. She said she was from Arizona. She said she was Arizona, actually. And I'm running around the mic acting crazy. And I'm going, you know, I'm trying to chop it up, and I'm over talking to her. And her breath. Oh, man,
yes.
That was what pissed me off. It was a breath. Her breath was just like, man, like it.
Yes, she came up to me and the girls, I told you.
Just like yo, just go, I want to just, like, take, like, a cup, like, actual shot of Listerine. Can I get two shots of Listerine, please? And I take that shit. I'm like, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, but dancing wise, I gotta say she was a thick white girl there. She was out there working it. She might have been shown a little bit too much sometimes, but she was getting it. But conversation wise, no, sweetie, I'm gonna need you to do something.
Yeah, I was really blown away by that. I was like, wow, she was getting it. I was really blown away by that. Okay.
You was one of those ones I couldn't even look away.
Okay, when you are a big person, I'm gonna make sure I get this out. And she did that and make sure you all hear this all the way. See, don't hate because you heard half the thing I said. When you are a big person, a lot of times already you get hated on for being a big person. That's one thing. But to do just the most tacky things to call attention to it is annoying. Like, I hate when I'm in the mall, and of course, I'm walking the mall, seeing people when they go to the stores. It's like you wrestle families kind of something semi dressed up, and then you get this big dude, and he's like dressed in a holier than thou shirt. Like, I mean, this dude got so many holes, paint stains, all kind of crazy stuff on his shirt, and you're just making him look extra. Just looking, making him look extra fat. I mean, it's pissing me off. I'm like, dude, like, it ain't nothing. I mean, it's a lot of bad, thick chicks out there. Shout out to that. I would actually holler at, so don't even hate, and y'all know it. But as far as I got to speak, when it comes to being, y'all know it's already bad enough. You got it bad already. Well, you do.
See, and I can't even say it's not like that for the girls, though. It's not like that for the girls, because at a lot of stores, some of the big girls got the cuter clothes. You'd be like, dang, you don't got that in an extra small? You only got that in a 3X? Okay, that's cool. So, no, them big girls, they be getting it now. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, it put an ice in the cake for me for that dude. When you eating like that, when you eating sloppy, like, it's just annoying. Like, this dude, it has a big old thing of popcorn. Mind you, I'm at work. I'm not going to tell you how I work it because you're going to go there and say, oh, you wrong. I want y'all to tell me something. So, I'm at work, and this dude's eating popcorn, and everybody knows what my pet peeve is at work. Do not drop your popcorn on the freaking ground. As first off, last time I checked, we don't sell food in the store.
At all.
So,
at all,
it was annoying. Like, I kid you not, this dude was so big, it was like following Hansel and Gretel, trying to find their way back home. I could follow a trailer of popcorn going around the whole store. I'm like, dang, did any of it make it to your mouth?
Oh, my goodness.
So, I'm just going to say, I just got to keep it real. Everyone, wow, that's my PSA for the day. Yeah, I mean, as it's already bad enough for big people already, but when you do stuff like that, it makes it worse. So step it up, in my head, step it up. Okay, so go to you. What did you see that was hot mess for this past week, Tierra?
This past week. I'm gonna have to go with a girl with the rainbow hair. She had, I don't know if it was braids or if it was like how they do that yarn thing, but it was rainbow. That's enough for me. Just because Nicki Minaj has colors in her hair does not make it okay to put every color in the rainbow in your head. That is not okay.
Whoa. Run that back. You said she had it. She said she had rainbow hair?
Right. I'm not playing. Rainbow. She had Roy G. Biv in there, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. She had everything, okay? Pink.
Where was I?
I think that, I was driving. I seen a girl at the beauty supply with the braids, just cornrow back with colors in the braids. I seen that, but no, she had it like up. Like twisted in the updo, and there has been a picture on Media Takeout with that too, but it wasn't that same girl. But it was like in an updo with all these sprouts coming out of color. It was just, it was terrible, absolutely terrible. I was going down 35, going towards Dallas.
Wow.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, cause that's a crazy thing. Like here. Like, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you see a lot of crazy hairstyles, guys and girls-wise.
You do, but just because other people do it, that is not going to be a trend that's hot. That's a no. That is a no-no. You don't put all them colors in your hair, sweetie.
Right, it's like, I'm a real chick. That's what we're trying to do. I mean, just, I guess individuality, I mean, it's everybody's good for everybody to have individuality, but to sit there and do stuff like that, look at me, just, and it's always, my thing is, was a chick ugly? Because that's what pisses me off half the time. Most time, it always, when I start seeing these hairstyles now, it's always a bad chick that be doing that crap now.
That's true. And that's not okay. Still, if you cute and you bad, keep it that way. Simple is the answer. Don't go all intricate and do all this stuff to your hair or your makeup. That does not make it okay either. We don't need you walking around here looking like Krusty the Clown. It's not cute.
And the thing is, like, with a whole lot of chicks trying to wear grills and stuff, I don't know why that's starting to get some hot again. There's different people having gold teeth because of when they went to the dentist, and people who are purposely getting gold teeth.
Yeah, I know. I'm not even gonna lie. Me and my girls, we have a little time and all that. But we like, let's get a grill. Ha ha ha. No, I'm glad we never spent our money on that. No, ma'am. Girls, guys like pretty white smiles. Work on that. Don't know. If you're gonna buy something, buy a good smile. Not no gold. Not cute.
Yeah, I saw there was one chick, she was, she got some beautiful white teeth. Like, I seen her tell me, dang, she got, like, a perfect smile. And she had grill in her mouth. I was like, oh, that's what
exactly.
I thought she was going to put a grill in her mouth. I was like, okay. I mean, I think a lot of times people are trying to do this, and excuse me if I say it wrong or whatnot, but a lot of people are trying to prove that they're, quote-unquote, more I do something crazy, it makes me quote-unquote black. Like, I don't understand that crap. Like, where are y'all getting this handbook and stuff from? As I see you getting ready to come to the end of the show, first off, I want to thank you for coming to the show, Tierra.
No problem, anytime.
And I'll let everybody know, how they can follow you on Twitter, because, we're trying to get our Twitter game up, and I'm telling you,
trying real hard. I_NTierra. That's me. Follow me.
I'm telling y'all, she's not ugly. If you want eye candy on your page, you definitely need to follow her. Because I see a bunch of y'all be following a bunch of muskrats. If you can follow a bunch of muskrats, you can follow Tierra.
Stop.
Because real talk, it'd be some ugly chicks, and they be, just because they show their breasts or they cootie real quick, they get a bunch of followers. Like, dang, how you get 50,000 followers?
Not okay. Keep it classy.
keep it sexy, but keep it, yeah, exactly. Keep it classy. There's a way
nasty, but classy.
There's a tasteful way of doing nudes, but it's just some people just so, it don't even look tasteful. Like, it just be looking like, oh man, I'll be all day roasting. But, okay, y'all definitely follow her. Y'all check out, because we haven't released a new issue yet. So, issue for this past week, which is still be the current issue until tomorrow. Y'all can check out. Tierra's actually one of the sexy followers of the week, so y'all definitely check her out on there. So if you forget, if by any chance you forget what her Twitter name is, you can go to there and look at it and follow her from there. So do a roll on out. And as I say every time on every show, it's a reminder. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, for there's a day. I will bear to you, through God, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J. I'm rolling on out. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.